30 months after caving to pressure to close its Cora branch, Sault Ste. Marie Public Library is making a surprise play to re-offer library services at the newly expanded Northern Community Center. Meeting on Monday night, the local library board voted to draft a proposal asking the city for space for some kind of library presence at the Goulet Avenue site, where a twin pad arena is under construction to replace the W.J. McMeekin Center. There were few details as to what level of service the board has in mind, but it was clear members are hoping it will become an issue in the October 24 municipal election. "The climate is right," said Wayne Greco, library board chair, who sold his board on the idea. "There's an opportunity for us to ask if we can have some space back in that center," Greco said. "There's an election coming up. It would be interesting to gauge the political interest because obviously the city would have to fund us for increased operations. I thought it would be a good idea if we were to pitch a proposal to upgrade some kind of service out of Northern Community Center. I think with the election, the councillors from that end of the city weren't happy about that service point closing. There's at least an opportunity here." Matthew Shoemaker, then a Ward 3 councillor, spearheaded a 2019 campaign proposing closure of the 51-year-old Cora Library branch, which by then was located at Northern Community Center. "I would rather see two amazing library branches in our city than an underfunded three-branch operation," Shoemaker told Sue Today at the time. He asked that $214,810, the annual cost of operating the branch library, be removed from Sault Ste. Marie Public Library's request for a $341,871 budget increase. Faced with budgetary pressure from the city, the library board announced on December 18, 2019 that the Cora branch would close permanently at the end of that year. Greco was responding to a request for proposals issued by the city earlier this month for five spaces in the expanded Northern Community Center. Four spaces on the second level will be offered for any type of complimentary business submission. The remaining space on the main level is intended to operate as a pro shop. Spaces on the second level can be combined as part of the submission, the city announcement said. As part of the design process, it was determined additional space in the first and second level be made available to add amenities and improve the overall experience of users, said Brent Lamming, director of community services. "This could present a great opportunity for entrepreneurs or an existing business looking to expand services," Lamming said. "There has been great success at the John Rhodes Community Center with tenants including a restaurant, sports training facility, gymnastics club and pro shop. We are excited to offer this opportunity to activate the new space in our community. The deadline for submissions is 4 p.m. on June 10.